Right, I like grapes. Grapes are fine. We all had a good time with the grapes. Red seems to be the Ballygliber choice. Good on us. What about this? What about these? What's that? Bananas. Yeah. I hate bananas. I like, you know, sweetie bananas? Yeah, they're all sugar. Love those. You don't like any bananas? Okay, good. Nice to know there's a few sensible people around, yeah. Who likes bananas? We can't be the only... Really? Little Christopher likes bananas? Yeah, he's got one. The sweetest and the softest of the fruits. Did you know that a banana is actually not technically a fruit? Anyone know what it is? A legume? Very good guess. It's a berry. A banana is actually a type of berry. Okay, that means nothing to us. You're not enjoying that fact. I'll move on very quickly. In our house, there's a great debate about the color of bananas and which ones are the best. I wonder if you would help me choose. David, I'm having trouble here with my clicker. Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to ask Phoebe Jackson. Phoebe, which of those colors would you pick? Two. Okay, probably one and a half, though, really. Phoebe likes the greenest and hardest of bananas. Anyone else want to go two with Phoebe? Okay, who's nudging towards three or four? A few in the gallery as well, okay. Any really, you know, hardcore banana lovers going seven? No? Step too far. Richard, okay. Match your trousers. Yeah, okay. It all makes sense now. I wouldn't touch any of those. You can have them. But people like bananas. It's one of those things. What about these bananas? Anybody fancy those? That's way off the scale, isn't it? Yeah. Do you know what? Truth was spoken over here in my ear. They do look like poo now. That's right, yeah. There's something to say about that, but not for today, maybe. Okay. I'm going to tell you a secret, boys and girls and grown-ups. Grown-ups might know this secret. The worst bananas, the most horrible, brown, soft, squishy bananas make the best muffins and banana cake, don't they? Yeah, did you know that, boys and girls? The worse a banana, the better your banana muffins. Let's get ourselves salivating. Look at those. All right, that's a live picture from our kitchen this morning. Up early. No, we're joking. Okay, keep me sure you're still awake. Even in our house, the black bananas sometimes don't make it to the cake. They're too far gone, but they make the best muffins and cakes. We can take something that none of us wants to eat, that no one would want, and we can turn it into something that everybody wants to eat, that everybody wants. Even I, who doesn't like banana, will eat a banana muffin. So, you and I, and don't take this the wrong way, you and I are like the rotten bananas. And God is the one who can take us and turn us into very beautiful things. Doesn't that sound good? It's the hope we have when we come to church. God changes us into the most beautiful people by showing us and reminding us of Jesus. One of the ways he does that, boys and girls, is he sends us his helper. We would talk in church about the Spirit. And one of the things we talk about in the Spirit is the fruit of the Spirit. Now let that all sink in. Grapes, bananas, fruit of the Spirit. See what it did there? Yeah, Sarah's with me. That's okay. The fruit of the Spirit. One of your coloring pages has a lovely tree on it, and it's covered in the fruit of the Spirit. Lovely things that Jesus wants us to be. Sarah's going to read that for us. Maybe as Sarah's reading, you would look at your tree and you'll spot some of these words that come up. Sarah.
It's from Galatians 5, verses 22 to 25. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit.
Lovely. Thanks so much, Sarah. So, boys and girls, that's pretty much all we're going to say today. We're going to talk about grapes and bananas. So when you go home today or you're in school this week and someone says, what did you do at the weekend? I went to church and I heard about grapes and bananas will be the talk of the place. All right, but it's all about us. How God takes us and wants us to be healthy like the nice grapes, and he changes us like the old bananas into the beautiful banana muffins. There you go. You'd never heard a Presbyterian minister say that out loud. You are a beautiful banana muffin.